Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The real news about sharks this week is that the record-setting biggest Mako shark, a nearly 1,000-pounder, was caught by our guest, and his name is Dave Bender. Hey, Dave, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you, Dave? Welcome to our show.
How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. A little overwhelmed, but I'm doing okay.
When did you catch this fish?
We hooked the fish about 11 p.m. Last Friday night.
Were you specifically fishing for shark or something else?
At that time, do you want the backstory?
I got time. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. We run a offshore tuna boat, a charter boat. So our trips, most of them, are what's called overnighters. We leave on day one in the morning, and when we get to our destination, the canyon, in about 3.5 to 4 hours, we troll for tuna, marlin, mahi-mahi, whatever bites the line. In the evening, this time of year, we put out some shark rods and we put out a swordfish rod. So we trolled all day till dark. We caught one 35-pound yellowfin tuna and released three other small ones. And I guess about 8:30, 8:45, we set up on the drift. The boat's no longer trolling, it's just under float, and we put out the shark rods and a sword rod, and that's what we do at night. I guess about 11 o'clock, we got a bite, and obviously at that point, don't know what it is. The line was screaming, and we knew immediately, regardless of what it was a big fish. I started the engines. The other two lines that were in the water were cleared. That means that they were reeled in. And I positioned the boat so that the angler was at the stern, and the line was just peeling off. And we were about to get spooled. Spooled means basically losing all the line on the reel, getting down to the knot, and having the knot pop and basically lose everything, obviously including the fish. So I put the boat in reverse and began to back down on the fish. That went on for quite some time. I want to say maybe after about an hour of chasing, and we were getting some line back, we got our first look at the fish, and it was absolutely the biggest thing I had ever seen. It was enormous. My first thoughts were that it was a great white and that, man, we're in trouble now because, you know, you're not supposed to catch them. Obviously, we would cut the line, but when we got a little closer, I could tell it was a Mako, and the pursuit and the battle went on.
You're not supposed to catch great white sharks? Are they protected or something?
Obviously, you can't school a great white not to bite your line, but you're definitely not supposed to land them.
I didn't know that.
They have to be released. They're protected.
Boy, you didn't. Well, God bless them. So then, but you go, no, wait, it's a Mako, so we get to keep this thing. So then you,
absolutely,
you reel it in?
Yes.
Yeah. And then
they did their best. We had a 6-man charter. They passed the rod like it was a bong pipe at a Hendrix concert. They couldn't handle it. This was actually their first time offshore.
Thinking about the Hendrix concert now. Hold on a second. So the guys all kind of lean over the side and hoist the shark in. Is that what you're saying?
No. They're on a rod and reel right now. We're not to that point yet. I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
We have not gaffed or secured the shark. He's still swimming.
Yeah.
At the point where we get to the end game, we get him very close, and the other captain, Kevin, grabs the leader with his hand with a glove on. And at that point, we put the shark out of his misery with a slug of a shotgun, and we gaff him. So now when that happens, we have a monster shark. We have no idea of the weight, but now we have a monster shark next to the boat, and we have to get him, somehow figure out a way to get him in the boat. On the rear of our boat, known as the transom, we have a tuna door. We open the tuna door, and we attempt to pull him through, and we can only get him in up to his pectoral fins. We can't fit him through. His head is the size of a garbage can. And now we have seven guys, trying to pull a shark through the door, and we can't budge him.
So then what'd you do?
We tried different positions. We tried many different things for over an hour and got him part of the way through, and we were able to turn him to get his fin up in the air to get one fin through. We sort of bent him a little bit. Long story short, probably an hour and a half, we got him in the boat.
Yeah.
And it was, we were overwhelmed at the size.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so really, the guy's trying to hoist a 1,000-pound thing. You can't pull it up over the side. Goes in through the door. Did anybody think, I know, let's cut that fin off? Does it, you know, you just saw it right
that
off.
That was mentioned. The charter, the customer said to Kevin, let's take the tuna door off. Kevin looked at the guy and said, listen, Dave didn't hear that. That's not an option.
So anyway, you get it on the boat, and then you bring it back to shore.
Well, we get it on the boat. Everybody, the guys are spent. They're absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
Truth be told, one of the guys hit his anabolic threshold. He was sick. And I looked down, and we were supposed to stay that next day, Saturday, till about midday. And I looked and said it would be impossible, literally impossible for us to fish anymore.
Right.
And it was going to be 90 degrees. We've got to get in. You don't want this thing to spoil. So we took a slow ride home to Manasquan in the dark.
And it's nighttime when you catch it, but I guess you got some sort of floodlights. You were able to see what you got.
Oh, yeah, we have lights all around the boat. We have underwater lights. You can see very well.
So when you get it to shore then, they hoist it up on a crane and you weigh it. What did you think about that? What was that like?
Well, everybody, you know, Kevin asked me what I thought it weighed. I always underestimate. He always overestimates. I told him I thought maybe it was pushing 600. They use a block and tackle to get it out of the boat onto the scale. And they got it hoisted up, and the scale was a 600-pound scale, and it bottomed out. So I thought, oh, man, we're not going to get a weight on this. The owner of the marina, Hoffman's Marina in Brielle, said that he had another scale that went up to 1,000 pounds, and he would go get it. 10 minutes later, they came back with a nice digital scale, certified scale, rigged it up, put the shark on it, and it read 926 pounds.
How long was it?
12 feet.
Do you eat it, or do you carve it up for sandwiches? What happens to all that shark meat?
The fellas, the customers got every single bit. As Quinn said, the head, the tail, the whole damn thing. They took every bit of it.
Yeah.
That evening, I got a call from the boys that were on the boat. They said, we realized we didn't leave you any fish. We just staked out all the fish. Would you like some? I said that I didn't, but I was pretty sure Kevin did. Kevin met the guys halfway between the shore and where they live, and their entire families met him. They came in three cars. Hugging them the whole bit. They told them a story that when they got home to Bordentown, New Jersey, half the town was there. There's a marina in their town, and half the town helped them cut the fish up. And I think that this Friday they're having a big fish fry, and it was a pretty big deal for them. So there wasn't a morsel of the fish that got wasted.
Dave Bender's on the line. It was his boat on which this giant shark, the largest mako ever caught, was caught, 920-plus pounds. Is that the largest shark ever, or maybe there was a great white that was bigger than that once upon a time?
It's the largest shark ever caught in New Jersey. These makos, I believe the world record might be 1,300 pounds, but It's the largest shark ever landed in New Jersey.
Do you feel bad for the shark? Like, how old is that shark? And it's this giant, magnificent machine of shark. And you're not interested in my take on that. What do you think of that? Do you feel bad for the shark?
I don't. It's what we do.
Yeah.
I will say I'm getting some hate mail on social media.
Are you kidding me? From sharks?
Oh, absolutely.
From whom?
No, not from the sharks. Blue Planet Society,
well,
all kinds of people.
Okay, all right, but then
from
I guess they should be mad at you.
As London.
Say it again?
As far away as London.
Hate mail, but I'll bet you, really. So you sounded exhausted, and I'm out of time now anyway, Dave. I'll let you go. But I mean, so the world has beat a path to your door now, huh?
Well, I don't know about that. We were doing our job. We were very fortunate enough to be the ones that caught the shark.
Yeah.
It's a record, and we didn't do anything wrong.
Oh,
it's what we do.
I'm surprised. Listen, you know what? If you get up in the morning and say hello, somebody on the internet is going to take exception to that. Don't listen. Take it from a guy who talks on the radio 6 days a week. Don't let that get you down. Don't read that crap. You're fine.
I'm working on it.
You wanted to do a shout out to some folks in Chicago, did you? Who's that?
I coach women's softball at Lehigh University, and I have some New Trier alum there, Mark and Steph Covell and Kelsey Lee. I'd like to shout out to them, and I love them all.
Now, listen, let's visit again. Good luck to the ladies for the next season, and keep up the good work out there in New Jersey, all right?
Thank you very much.
That's Dave Bender. It was on his boat that the largest shark in New Jersey now was ever caught. I think if I go tuna fishing or shark fishing, I think I'm going to go with him.